Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, a big construction project started 10 o'clock last night. It is shutting down 480 North and I-80 West at the Highway 75 interchange. So the Nebraska Department of Transportation, they shut down the northbound Highway 75 interchange at I-480 North and I-80 West last night at 10 o'clock. And that goes until October.
Jeez.
It's going to be a while. The westbound I-80 connector to northbound 480 also will be closed. It's a $10 million construction project to improve the bridges. I mean, it's good. It's all good for us. I mean, it's infrastructure and everything. But the problem is that for the fall, you know, for the next 3 months, it's going to be a little bit of a... Yeah.
The reality is, I mean, you can tell people over and over again, but you don't, you just got to learn your new route.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, most people are going to run into it today and go, mm-hmm. oh man, I can't go that way.
Right.
And it sucks for a while and you got to... I mean, it's a big end around for a lot of people if you're coming up from South O.
Yeah.
Headed up the interstate and trying to get into Omaha.
I must have had that like on my brain yesterday because I went down to Nettie's in South O for lunch. And there was a part of me where I was like, I should probably go now before the whole construction thing
starts.
Happens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's delicious. So that goes on until October. And I guess it's a hard October 1 finish because if they miss that deadline, even by a day, they face a lot of
fines and
penalties.
Stuff.
Yeah. Execution. So it's like,
it's like China.
Yes.
China doesn't screw around.
China.
You see how quickly they throw up roads and stuff.
Lots of talk about dozers in Fraggle Rock. It's like, just keep going. Federal regulators are allowing Bass Pro Shops to acquire Nebraska-based outdoors retailer Cabela's. So both companies, both Bass Pro and Cabela's, announced yesterday that the Federal Trade Commission approved the sale after closing its investigation. So Bass Pro Shops is based out of Springfield, Missouri, and they announced last October that they were looking to acquire Cabela's in a $5.5 billion deal. Cabela's stockholders will vote on the sale July 11th.
And when does Walmart then buy Bass Pro?
I don't know. Because there can only be one. The hailstorm that hit the city about a week ago has definitely made insurance adjusters around town very busy. As of today, Farmers Insurance tallied more than 1,100 claims, many of them vehicle damage. Earlier this week, State Farm said that they had more than 5,000 claims here in the metro area.
I was
going
to say, 1,100 sounds
very low.
Yeah, no, it's 5,000 State Farm, and then Farmers Insurance was 1,100.
5,000?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anybody who had a car parked outside in that, basically that Dundee.
Yeah, if it hit that area, you're screwed.
Corridor,
yeah. And
right.
Roofs and all that stuff.
The level of dents in my car.
Pretty bad.
I mean, how deep it went.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that when you see what it did to like the frame, how there were any windows left.
Oh, because it was
the
just
random.
That
I mean, that's how random hail is. Mm. The sizes, you know.
Have you gotten
when you see the damage to some cars, you're thinking how were all the windows not blown out in every car east of 72nd?
Yeah,
amazing.
It's pretty bad stuff.
And you see those hail sales; those people, you'll drive by those dealerships. The cars are just destroyed. And again, windshields are not, but yeah,
mm-hmm. Christine.
Yeah.
Registration for the Susan G. Komen race for the cure is now open. The race returns to Exarban Village. It's going to be October 8th. Right now, the goal for the 2017 race for the cure is $650,000, a little more than $4,800 has been raised. And doctors are putting that Louisiana congressman, Steve Scalise, back in the intensive care unit. He was the congressman from Louisiana that was shot during the baseball practice out near Washington, D.C.
That's an infection, right?
Yeah. So last night, they moved him because concerns about infections. The Louisiana Republican, he's recovering after being shot last month in a shooting spree at a congressional baseball practice. Doctors have downgraded his condition from fair to Sirius. DeVry University has been ordered to pay its students $49 million in refunds. The Federal Trade Commission ordered the money paid back to DeVry students for deceptive advertisements. The checks will average about $280 per student. The Federal Consumer Protection Agency says DeVry also agreed to forgive another $51 million in student debt. The FTC says DeVry deceptively claimed that 90% of graduates seeking work landed jobs within 6 months of graduation. Another 15% of the graduates had higher wages than graduates of other schools, and they said that just didn't.
So how much are you getting?
Per student, $280.
Oh.
Not bad when you're in college. I mean, you're like, oh, yeah. I mean, and they're forgiving $51 million in student debt. So figure if you've got a loan and you're just...
You just don't have to pay it now. Right. Free education.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it could be a break on whatever education you got. Strong earthquake rattles much of Montana. 5.8 magnitude quake struck less than 6 miles southeast of of a western Montana town.
By the way, it says you had to have paid at least $5,000 already
to get in on the
to get a $280.
You probably
check.
Would have applied at this point. It's probably like a class action type of deal where, you know, everybody's like, hey, do you feel like you've paid and blah blah blah. The quake was reportedly felt as far away as Billings, Montana, about 300 miles east of where the earthquake was. There are no reports of any damage or anything, but the quake knocked out power to the town. And San Francisco is the first U.S. city to ban the sale of flavored tobacco.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Why? They legalized marijuana.
So I know. Marijuana, legalize it. Cherry flavored tobacco. No.
Is it dangerous?
I guess it's probably, they say it'll protect minorities. And the study by the California Tobacco Control Program found that half of gay smokers and about 3/4 of black adult smokers buy menthol cigarettes. So it's meant as like a way to curb maybe some of the smoking habits of the residents there.
So doesn't they're banning menthol cigarettes?
Really, really strange.
Yeah. I mean, flavored tobacco.
I mean, why is there not outrage for that you're writing...
Did you say they're banning
protective legislation aimed at gays and minorities? Doesn't that seem strange? Our sales number shows that the gays. I mean, isn't that weird?
Yeah. It's a
to
city
ban.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. It's the first U.S. city to ban the sale of flavored tobacco.
So that's including menthol, right?
You said. So menthol and any flavored. Of those. It includes menthol cigarettes and flavored vape liquids. So, like, I would think the vapor. I would think the vaping community would be the big ones because that's always like you
that's
go
everybody.
Into those shops and you're like, yeah, I want
wow,
to have nicotine, but I want it to taste like pineapple. It's like apparently you wouldn't be able to do that anymore.
So you can't vape unless you're vaping. I don't know how
straight
the hell that
up
even
like
works.
Tobacco taste, yeah. I guess. But on the flip side, which is really strange, is that there is a possibility that they passed a state ordinance that would allow cannabis sales at the county fairs. Out okay. in California, they're saying, like, I guess there is a report that there's a clause in a recently passed California State Senate bill that lets county fairs across California for the sampling sale of cannabis to customers 21 and older in designated areas. And people are like flipping out. They're like, we don't need weed booths at the ye olde county fair. Like, we need- here we are, 4-H.
Yeah.
Who's got the best rabbit?
Wow.
Hey, by the way, I think that flavored thing, they're aiming it at kids. They don't want kids getting hooked on it.
Minorities. Like minorities as in like young people. And then they also talked about-
I've never heard kids referred to as-
Minority.
Minorities.
Minors.
You mean minors?
Minors.
Yeah, not
I mean,
minorities. Okay.
No.
Right.
I'm saying minors and minorities. I apologize. It is-
Well, I'm just saying it sounds weird.
Yeah.
I'm saying when we pitch it as- They're trying to protect minorities. That's all I'm just trying to put out there. I assumed it was probably little kids. Because there's-
Miners.
Tobaccos and stuff taste that are flavored like cotton candy, cinnamon toast crunch, that kind of stuff.
That's disgusting. I mean, but at the same time,
have you had it? You don't
like,
know.
No,
you
I can't. Mean, but I just don't think I would want to smoke something that tasted like a cinnamon Jolly Rancher.
Ooh, you don't know.
You know?
You tried it. Ooh, yummy.
I mean, but then it gives you a buzz. It just seems like just so.
Oh,
so
if you guys would still be smoking, you'd be vaping.
I'd be vaping like crazy. Are you kidding me?
Back
I vaped for a little bit. Remember? I was vaping for a little while.
Did you
while.
Like it when you vaped?
No,
it just kind of freaks
it.
Me out a
I
little bit.
I hated
bit.
All of it. I couldn't never quit, so I was going down that road. I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed standard to walk around with something like that and suck on that thing. I just... It was stupid.
Yeah, I mean, they're just so big, the vape deals.
Well, they have them small, too.
They have them small. No,
but
I know, but
buy
I'm saying
them big.
I see I've seen them. Small ones, but a lot of times you'll see people and they have like the whole...
The big giant thing, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I guess so food stands and California county fairs will obviously maybe see an uptick in business on account of the fact that if they do allow this cannabis sale at the county fairs, it could be. I guess fair organizers say that they have to see how receptive the public would be to selling pot since fairs are intended to be, quote, family friendly. And True Religion, the Genes of a Generation, announced Wednesday that they have filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They have a lot of debt. I guess True Religion's iconic brand and position the company for future growth and success by restructuring. But that's according to their CEO. True Religion plans to close at least 27 of its approximately 140 stores.
Are they just, they went out of vogue? I mean, jean brands sometimes come and go.
Yes. But True Religion.
People haven't worn that forever. True Religions.
The pockets. I just don't.
Those are the bedazzled things, right? Yeah. Oh, the bikers and all those guys wear it. Okay, I guess some people.
Yeah,
do
I was gonna say
things.
You still see the. I mean, I would think that the Country Music Awards. You're like, that is a pocket on those jeans. So the True Religion announced that they are filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
How many retailers are you going to see go down this year?
Shoot. Saw the big ones going.
Also getting hit on, like, I wonder what their online sales were, if this is just mainly a casualty of the mall.
Yeah.
People aren't, you know, walking in and
they're just ordering.
Trying on jeans.
I guess I didn't realize that they had their own store. I always thought that True Religion was sold at other places. But True Religion plans to close 27 of its approximately 140 stores.
Yeah, I think it's the casualty is the stores are going under.
So they're going to be shuttering that. I didn't realize they had their own
deal.
Did
you ever own a pair of True Religion?
I was thinking about it. No, I never did. I never have owned a pair of that. Mm-mm.
I can't see you wearing one. I don't
know
why.
No, it's not my
It's a certain demo, right? Yeah. I think.
I have friends that wear them. I just have never been that like... that spangly of a jean wear. Like, I've never been, oh, yeah, it's got all sorts of details on it.
You're not trying to show off your fanny?
It's a cover-up fanny situation, usually.
Right. You're not trying to aim spotlights at it?
Detract. Make them look up. Make them look up. Don't look down.
Yeah.
Guys wear True Religion jeans, though.
Oh, yeah, tons of dudes do, I think. I mean, I know a couple guys. I can't speak for everyone. I don't have a pair, so.
No, but I've seen guys at the bars. Yeah. I always think it's so interesting when you see guys wear fancy jeans like that. I'm like, that's a whole lot of, I guess because most of the guys I hang out with are pretty low-key guys. Like, it's you guys or my husband. I mean, he would never
wear those. I can't
be
see Peter wearing
those.
I would love that, actually.
How does that go with your sweater vest? This is a weird heads up for parents. It's hard to believe, but we are only about 4 weeks away from back to school. I mean, it's closing in fast. Smartphones. And there's a report coming out of the UK that said that smartphones are being blamed for an uptick in head lice reports. This is like the worst letter to get home from school, by the way. And I've gotten it. It comes in a slip.
Because
they tuck it in.
The head lice is getting on the phone.
Yeah, well, they're sharing.
They're sharing. Like, they, you know, you squeeze in. Your heads are all close together. Whether it's you're taking a selfie, like, let's squeeze in and take a selfie. Like, everybody's heads are touching. Or they all gather around the tablet.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody's heads close together. And they say that that's sort of why a lot of times the electronics are a shared or at least a beacon for other kids to come in and snuggle in close. What are you doing? What are you
so kids
on?
Should tell your kids to wear helmets? What would be?
Oh, it's bad. The struggle
the
is
end
real.
Around.
I mean, just got to wash your head, right? I mean, I don't
it's
even
not
know.
About. I mean, yeah. As a matter of fact, they like clean hair. Like,
oh,
it's
they
like,
do.
Yeah, it's like a whole. You, I learned so much.
Sounds like
about
it.
Head lice. There was an outbreak at my kid's school.
Okay.
And everyone's like, oh my God. And they're like, yeah, it's called a preschool. Like, guess what?
They got head lice. Yeah.
And then you all mothers get together and shame the family.
The family.
No, they never tell you. No, they never tell you.
But you guys try and find out. You're like, I bet you it was that one kid.
He doesn't
dress like all the rest of us.
Yes. There was one mom. I couldn't believe it. There was one mom whose kids didn't get it, but she pulled her kids out of school until, like, she got a clean report from...
Oh, good.
Well, no, I'm like, okay, so your kids can't, learn? Like, you gotta, you know, life
not
happens.
Sure they're learning.
It seems like you only ever heard about it when you were in school, like a little kid.
Yes. It's a little kid deal.
A little kid thing.
It's
okay.
A little kid thing. I mean, right. It really is. I mean, adults can have it, but it's usually because their little kid brought it home from school.
Okay.
That's your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
This is a Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, man.
Get up and crank it up.
You guys ready for this?
Wake up!
Channel 94.1.
So head lice likes clean heads. That was interesting that you had said that. Is that...
Yeah, because everybody thinks it comes from like unclean... you know, there's always that misconception of like, it's always like the pig pen or the dirty kid. And they're like, no, they like clean heads because it's like they can hold on better. I mean, it's bananas what you learn about this. There was an outbreak at my kid's school last year.
Yeah.
And we get this slip. It's like the deadly, any parent listening knows, there's the slip that comes home in the family folder. And it's like, hey, friends and family.
This is the deal. Yeah,
this is the deal. Like somebody in the preschool has gotten it and we need everybody's heads to get checked.
But parents get mad because now they don't want to shame the kids. So they don't, a lot of times they don't pull them out of class.
Well, you have to be pulled out of class.
Well,
at least where we were, you can't return to class until you've been cleared. And that was their whole thing, is that you can't return to class until you've been cleared that you are NIT free.
Okay, you're free. Okay, all right.
And this happened while I was away on... I was actually here and my husband was home alone with the kids.
Yeah.
And he was like, what in the actual blank do I do? Like, it was the worst DEFCON 5 dad moment.
Well, the deal is that they're saying that what head lice is up because of smartphones.
Kids leaning in and watching the video.
Yeah. So I guess it's the idea that there's like this shared moment where you have the smartphone or the tablet and you're all leaning in together to do it.
I thought head lice was always younger kids.
So did I.
Like pre-smartphone age.
Well, they say it's little kids, but kids, I mean, little kids are still doing stuff like that. And even in the preschool, they've got like tablet time. Or I remember like in the kids' school, they took away all of the dress-up clothes.
Okay.
You know, kids are like, oh, okay, it's free time. I'm going to go dress up and be a pirate. They're like, yeah, that stuff is
good. They're like, that's just a lice blanket in the corner. Right. Look at it. It's moving.
Gross.
They're like, that's not a kid crawling underneath that thing. It's just a bunch of lice dragging
moving
across the floor.
Varying degrees of lice.
Yeah, there's two things that gross me out more than anything. It's head lice and bed bugs. I don't know what it is. I just don't like...
Understandable.
Yeah,
I mean, this is
awful.
The deal. That there is a 100% chance that everyone listening to the story is scratching their head.
Probably.
That is the one thing is that I've noticed that the minute you start talking about it,
scratching,
you just are like, I don't know. You get super paranoid.
Yeah.
Like, I was like... I mean, and I have long hair.
Mm-hmm.
And that is your worst nightmare. Because you're like, okay, I'm a grown-up. I mean, it's one thing when you have a kid who's got lice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's another thing, like... As parents, I mean, it's not like lice doesn't jump onto your head because you're past the age of 10.
You still get
what if
it,
you're married to a husband who's a dirty louse?
Right. Harumph. Go take him to the Knit Busters. I mean, that was the thing. Peter's like, I've got to go to a meeting on Monday. I can't have any
lice.
So when you're calling them nits, nits are eggs. Nits are lice eggs.
Yep. There's like they call them the nits. So like there's the lice and then there's the nits. And usually what you see are the eggs.
Oh, those are okay. All right.
And then they have to like go through with a light. I mean, these people, you go into this. I mean, it's a whole cottage industry.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I feel like I've seen it on TV somehow.
You don't know about it until you need to know about it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like it's like nothing you know about it.
So how can you save people time and money? Like what's the long and short people need to know?
Well, once it happens, this is the deal. You got to get your kid's head checked.
Yeah.
I mean, just for peace of mind and also for everything. In the case of that, there's usually a reputable place nearby, whether it's the kid's hair cuttery or whatever, and they'll do a head check and it'll be like maybe a couple bucks. In the case of you having lice, there's like a whole procedure. Usually one of these places that you find, if it's a reputable place, they'll de-louse your kid. They'll give you a certificate. You can go back to the school and say, but the problem is it's all the heavy lifting at home. You have to sack up everything.
I was going to say, it's just like you would do with bed bugs,
but
don't
this
you?
Is what's crazy. No, bed bugs are different. Bed bugs is like basically take a match to your house,
and burn
light it
yeah.
and walk away and never look back. Lice, surprisingly, they can't live without oxygen. Like if you go and sleep, let's say you sleep, and lice gets on your pillow, it won't survive the day without you. It needs a heat source. It needs like it. The reason that it's by your scalp, like you'll find them behind your ears or at the nape of your neck. The only reason I know this is because there was a crazy outbreak at my kid's school and we had to all check our kids' heads like every night. Thankfully, we didn't get it. Like, God bless America. But I mean, I can't tell you how many boys walked into school Monday morning and didn't have a hair on their head. And it's funny because it was right before school pictures.
Okay.
And so it's like all of the girls Everyone's have their bald. Hair in braids and all of the boys are bald.
I guess that's a way of getting rid of is shaving your head.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the nice
What if you put your kid's head in dreads, dreadlocks?
Yeah, I mean, the braid, they say to keep your hair tight. They'll, like, you know, they put all their clothes, like the kids would get to school and they'd put their backpacks and coats in a Ziploc bag, seal it, and put it in the coat room. Because that was the other thing, is that they can jump from coat to coat.
Oh,
so, like, you might not even get it from sitting next to, like, Mike on the playmat, but then all of a sudden Mike's jacket's been against your jacket, and then
and
you go put your jacket
jump,
on.
So,
oh, it is.
Disgusting.
But they die really quick. That was the one thing I didn't realize, how quickly they don't survive, like, outside of
hair
people.
Okay.
So if your kid wants a smartphone, say you can't have one, you'll get lice.
Mm-hmm. I think it's ingenious.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a good end around.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. Streaming worldwide.
Listen online 24/7. Log on now. Channel 941.com.
So there are rumors that Brad Pitt and Sienna Miller have been spending some time together.
Too soon?
I don't know. I guess they've been spending time together. They were recently spotted at that Glastonbury Festival. What?
I don't know. Party too soon? For what?
Oh, I'm just saying. I don't think it's too soon. I'm just saying, is it too soon? I mean,
is it too soon?
Is that why it's in the news? I mean, everyone's, you know.
No, I think everybody's just like, I
like
hope he's moving on. Yeah, they're rooting for him.
Oh, I want him to move on.
I don't think this is like a shame piece. This is like a, come on, Brad, get your swagger back on. He needs a swag coach. And, they, you know, George Clooney, who's normally his swagger wingman, is busy. They got twins at home. He can't.
Sienna Miller's 35, and she doesn't age, and she's in 9 million movies, and you never recognize her.
She's
an interchangeable female part.
Beautiful blonde that is like, you like see her face. You're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, is that? Who is that?
Stunning.
Is that Kate Mara? And you're like, no, that's Sienna Miller.
Like, whoa.
She looks like everyone.
Yeah.
She was like the villainess in the G.I. Joe movie.
Mm-hmm.
She played the wife in Lone Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
When he's like,
she did.
Honey, you got to hold baby. I got to go back to Iraq from the ninth tour. You got to hold fake baby.
That was terrible. Her and Bradley Cooper. The chemistry was palpable. Nope. Between him and the fake baby. That was the other thing. She's just kind of a... Oh, I don't want to run her down, but
she's nice. Good
we
looking.
We don't know if she's nice. What do you mean? Like,
hey, do you run her down now then?
Huh?
Don't run her down. She's a very precious woman.
I just mean, like, I think that if she were a really dynamic actress, we'd remember her. I think that that's a fair assessment. That if she really were as unbelievably talented, she wouldn't be this forgettable, beautiful
face.
She
gets the B-roll.
Right. But I mean, she gets good parts, but you're like always like, oh yeah. Like if she were like really like, oh my God, you wouldn't be like, oh yeah. You'd be like, oh. So the deal is that those two have been hanging out. People are saying that Brad has gone on a couple dates, maybe not necessarily with her, but just with people, but that he's been hanging out with friends, and Brad Pitt's friends are trying to bring him out to meet other people. So I think his friends are trying to nurture him like wounded deer.
Those deals when your buddies get back out there and they're telling you they're going to like date again.
Mm-hmm.
And you're always like, don't fall for the first one.
They always do.
And they always do.
Always.
And you're like, man...
I know, and Clooney, who is his, his swingers like esque wingman. I mean, that's the thing. You got to have that Vince Vaughn character who's like, money, you're money, man. Just get out there and do whatever.
Well, the fans are excited. They're saying, though, that he's putting on weight, too.
Good. He's eating a sandwich.
Have you guys seen that movie yet that's on Netflix?
Jeff
the
saw
Brad
it.
Pitt movie?
You
the war movie. I don't know what the hell it's called. I keep running across.
Oh, the Netflix original where he plays a general in Afghanistan. It's bad.
Is it? Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah. Jeff said he saw it. I remember him saying, like, don't waste your time.
Well, it's weird. He's playing, he's trying to play like a 50-year-old guy.
I know.
Maybe he is 50.
We don't think of him as 50, though. And he's doing like an old guy voice.
He's trying to play his age, which is so inappropriate because we all want him to be young and relevant. What's in the box? Maria Menounos has stepped down from E! News. She's focusing on her health. Kind of a scary deal. She underwent surgery to remove a golf ball-sized brain tumor. She's 39.
The important thing was it was benign.
Yes.
Okay,
it was a benign brain tumor, but she'd been nursing her mom who has stage 4 brain cancer. And in the midst of it, maybe being around it, she went to her doctor and was like, I feel like I have a brain tumor.
What does that feel like? No way.
Oh. Numbness.
Okay.
Vision problems.
She said she was getting lightheaded on set, having headaches. She said her speech had gotten slurred and she was having difficulty reading the teleprompter. Like just simple stuff where it was like, this is weird. Like I'm feeling almost like slower.
We felt all of those symptoms, but it was because of we were drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hungover.
Yesterday.
Party yesterday embodied all of these symptoms.
Oh, yeah.
He had a golf ball size nothing.
Going on.
Got a golf ball size hangover.
Yeah.
Oh, it was bigger than a golf ball size hangover. But yeah, so she's going to take some time off to go ahead and recuperate. But that's a big deal, is that it was benign. I mean, and that
yes.
Yeah, she's a little sweetie. We got to interview her forever ago, but I don't know if you ever heard Maria Menounos. She's so beautiful. She has a funny laugh.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, she has a honk when she laughs. And we teased her about it, and she giggled and honked.
Yeah. You're like, oh, she did it.
I don't know how you can date someone or be with someone with a voice, with a laugh like that.
Oh, you probably fall in love with it.
Oh yeah.
Boy, I'd be annoyed.
It doesn't take much.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
All right. Hi, day going to be 97 degrees. It's going to be hot out there. It's going to be about 88 tomorrow.
Did you say it was going to be hot out there? Thank you, Forrest. This is a string of her laughs, though. But people have strung it together, but that's what it is. That's what it sounds like.
Of like a porpoise
or a bleeding goat. Is that what you call it? The goat, the bleat. That's it.
Party.
Oh my God. I don't care how hot you are. Do not tell her a joke. Ever.
I don't care how hot you are. I don't care if you're Mother Teresa, if your heart's of gold, and or you've got a smoke show body.
And I think it's too soon for Brad to be moving on.
Quit it.
Catty the cat's a lot.
We're in
the catbird seat.
652, your high again, 97, it's hot. So stay cool, Omaha. We got 88 tomorrow.
You're just giving the city both guns today, and we thank you.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.